From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, primaries and politics. First, though, in Washington, D.C., a Senate office building is closed today after the discovery of a white powder that contains the deadly poison ricin. This turned up in the mailroom of the Senate Majority Leader, Bill Frist. Senator Frist confirmed that tests do show this powder is the poison ricin. 16 staff members have undergone a decontamination procedure. No reports of illness, but a criminal investigation is underway. NPR's David Kestenbaum has been reporting on this story this morning on Morning Edition. He joins us now for an update. David, first of all, what's happened in the last hours?
Well, initially, they weren't exactly 100% sure that they had ricin. They did an 8 tests yesterday, and 6 of them came out positive for ricin, then 2 came out negative. So they wanted to send the stuff for more precise tests. I talked to someone who designed the field tests that they use, or ones like it, and he says they're basically like a pregnancy test, and they're actually pretty accurate. So when he heard those 6, he thought, yes, they have ricin there. One explanation for why all 8 didn't come out positive is that it could be a very low concentration, which would mean, you know, that it wouldn't necessarily show up in all the tests.
Of course, one is concerned about terrorism with this kind of thing, with the mailings to the Senate and other offices of anthrax shortly after the 9/11 attacks. How hard is it to make something like ricin?
I've never tried it, but I do have a couple recipes here. Apparently, you need a coffee grinder and some other things, but it's not that hard to do. You start with castor beans. I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, it's very nasty stuff, even in small doses, and there's no antidote. It does turn up from time to time. Just back in October, a vial was sent through the mail and ended up in some South Carolina mail facility. And, you know, it wasn't foreign terrorists, apparently. It came with a note demanding changes in truck driving laws. But, you know, like the anthrax case, these are very hard to track down. And last month, officials offered $100,000 reward for information leading to an arrest.
I heard you say this morning that an amount of this stuff the size of a pinhead could kill someone. So if it's sitting around in open piles on someone's desk, if indeed that is the case, why haven't they gotten sick?
The size of a pin, that's true for injection. So this is really often seen as an assassination weapon rather than something you would spray through the air and hope to kill lots and lots of people. There's a famous case in the 70s of a man who was killed with ricin. He was stabbed with an umbrella that had been rigged to, you know, stick a bit of ricin below his skin. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, if you're going to inhale it, which is how people would have had to get it into their systems, you know, in the Senate office building, you probably need a significantly larger quantity. And as the initial tests indicated, this may not be a very high concentration sample.
So what do you know about how mail going to the Capitol is screened? How did they find this stuff, and might there be more of it out there?
My understanding is it was found in the Senate office building after it had gone through whatever screening procedures they go through. I don't know a lot about what happens to the mail. It is separated out and treated differently from the mail that goes to, you know, that ends up at my house and your house. And it is irradiated because, you know, after the anthrax incident, they decided to irradiate every piece of mail, and that's why it sometimes comes in sort of crispy to kill the spores. But it's thought the irradiation wouldn't really harm the ricin. I don't know if they have tests to look for ricin. I'm sure after this, that's one thing they may very well may be adding.
NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum in Washington. David, thank you.
You're welcome.